Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Noaris, Part 1. First House, Self, Identity, and Personal Lens. Noaris has a Scorpio ascendant, a sign ruled by Mars and Ketu, suggesting a strong, private, and emotionally complex nature. Scorpio risings tend to operate below the surface, carrying a deeply focused and internally directed energy. This is someone who processes life not just through what is seen, but through what is sensed and intuited. Noaris, rising nakshatra, Jyeshta, adds a layer of protective leadership, an elder sibling energy that combines personal power with emotional depth. She may come across as intense, private, yet deeply responsible for those in her care. This placement activates the strategist archetype, but not in a loud or overt way. As a strategist, Noaris is inwardly focused and mission-driven. She seeks to control her environment by understanding it completely, emotionally, psychologically, and structurally. She isn't spontaneous with her energy. Everything is filtered through her desire to maintain power, clarity, and security. In everyday life, this shows up in her deep preparation before taking action and in her ability to perceive undercurrents that others miss. She thinks five steps ahead, whether in work, emotional dealings, or self-presentation. Jyeshta's subtle involvement means her identity is built not just on strength, but on the mastery of subtle emotional currents. She knows how to protect and lead without always being visible. There is an aura of watchfulness. Noaris is likely to speak little, but observe much, using her understanding to create impact in just the right moment. As a Scorpio ascendant, the tension between self-protection and vulnerability is always present. The strategist within her doesn't allow casual exposure. Her sense of identity is earned, tested, and refined through emotional resilience. However, this internal compass gives her a potent sense of direction. She doesn't need external validation to know who she is. Her identity is forged in quiet transformation, private evolution, and the refusal to compromise on what matters to her most. In ordinary life, Noaris may take time to reveal her inner world. Others may see her as enigmatic, focused, or intense. She likely gravitates toward environments where privacy, control, and depth are respected, whether professionally or in close relationships. At the same time, the strategist archetype ensures she's always optimizing, constantly improving herself, her space, and her sense of agency. Even small changes are part of a bigger plan. The Scorpio-Jyeshta combination in the first house doesn't seek spotlight, it seeks substance. Noaris leads by depth, not display. Her physicality and persona likely carry an understated power, unspoken but undeniable. Whether in moments of decision, crisis, or intimacy, she embodies the kind of leadership that others feel before they understand. In essence, Noaris is the calm center of the storm, an internal leader, a careful planner, and an emotionally intelligent force who knows how to shape her world with strategic grace. Her first house sets the tone for a life of meaningful control, layered intelligence, and quiet, unwavering strength. The second house in Noaris' chart governs values, self-worth, voice, and the relationship with resources, both tangible and intangible. With the moon placed here, her emotional body is tightly woven into how she speaks, what she values, and how secure she feels in her environment. This house often reveals what we believe we need to feel safe, grounded, and nourished, especially early in life. This activates the diplomat archetype, as the moon in this house brings emotional intelligence into speech, family bonds, and the pursuit of security. Noaris may speak with softness or intuition, but there's depth in her tone. What she says is often a reflection of what she feels. In everyday life, this may manifest as someone who is emotionally expressive in personal conversations, with a tendency to mirror or absorb the emotions of others while navigating sensitive topics with tact. Her voice is not just a tool of expression, it's how she maintains emotional equilibrium. The nakshatra of the moon, Purva Ashada, adds a subtle note of bold emotional honesty with spiritual undertones. While this nakshatra pushes for emotional purification and idealism, it also lends Noaris a fierce inner code around what matters to her, especially in relationships and values. She's not just a peacekeeper. She wants her emotional values to have depth, truth, and transformational potential. She may struggle when her emotional needs are dismissed, especially in environments that value efficiency over empathy. through the diplomat lens, her second house becomes a place where emotional insight turns into relational currency. She likely invests in emotional intimacy and thoughtful communication, especially with family or those she considers part of her chosen tribe. Her sense of wealth is deeply tied to connection, not just material security, but the feeling that her inner world is honored and understood. At the same time, this can lead to emotional spending, giving too much of herself in an attempt to maintain peace or protect harmony. She may sometimes undervalue her voice or play down her needs in order to keep things emotionally safe. This is where the inner work of the diplomat comes in, learning to speak not just for harmony, but for truth. In the world of work or creative pursuits, she may be drawn to roles that allow her to speak, write, or care for others, any place where emotional resonance is part of the craft. The second house here isn't just about resources, it's about emotional stewardship. Noiris brings a soft, wise voice to what she does, but must guard against over-accommodation and emotional burnout. Ultimately, the second house becomes a mirror for Noiris's emotional maturity and boundaries. With the moon guiding her values and self-expression, she is meant to nurture others through words, loyalty, and empathy, while also learning to stand firm in her own emotional needs, even when it disrupts peace in the short term. The fourth house in Noiris's chart represents her inner sanctuary: home, emotional grounding, connection to the mother, and the psychological roots that form her baseline sense of safety. With Rahu placed in this house, her emotional core is not straightforward. There's an innate pull toward constructing a unique, often unconventional version of home, one that may defy traditional ideas of security, family, or emotional belonging. This is not about comfort for the sake of comfort. It's about reinventing what emotional fulfillment should look like. This placement activates the innovator archetype within the emotional and psychological terrain of her life. Rahu here generates both curiosity and urgency around emotional themes: how to be safe, how to belong, how to construct a meaningful inner life. Noiris is not content with simply inheriting the emotional template passed down to her. She is wired to question it, challenge it, and ultimately build her own foundation from scratch. In daily life, this might appear as someone who takes an unorthodox approach to family life, creates homes in non-traditional ways, or uses solitude and internal exploration as a kind of innovation lab for her emotional world. The nakshatra influence, Shatabisha, sharpens this even further. Known for its connection to solitude, healing, and abstract thought, Shatabisha lends her a deep need for emotional self-repair through insight, observation, and internal experimentation. Noiris may often feel like an outsider in her own family, or like her emotional patterns don't quite match the world around her. This can lead to both isolation and self-discovery as she learns to create emotional rituals that are uniquely her own. The innovator, in this context, doesn't manifest through rebellion for its own sake. It seeks new solutions to old emotional wounds. Noiris may create digital or artistic representations of home, explore psychology or healing modalities to find peace, or gravitate toward intellectual frameworks that help her make sense of her emotional story. Her inner life is her workshop. This placement also indicates a karmic pull toward transforming the emotional legacy she inherits. She may be the one in her family system who breaks generational patterns, not with drama, but through slow, deliberate innovation. This can feel isolating, but it's also empowering. The fourth house here isn't about keeping the hearth, it's about building one that's never existed before. In real life, Noiris might feel drawn to unconventional living situations, alternative healing practices, or solitary periods of deep emotional restructuring. She likely finds peace not through external stability, but through developing a complex, layered inner emotional world. And while others might see her emotional path as unpredictable or strange, it's actually deeply structured, just not in a way that mimics what came before. The journey of the fourth house for Noiris is not about returning to an emotional womb, it's about evolving beyond it. Her emotional safety comes from truth, innovation, and the courage to create her own blueprint for what home means, from the inside out. The fifth house governs creativity, love, self-expression, children, and the joy that comes from playing with life, romance, performance, and anything that flows from the heart. For Noiris, both the Sun and Mercury are placed here, forming a bright and mentally engaged center in her chart. This is a house that holds her passions, her voice, and her role as both a learner and a teacher of the personal truths she uncovers. The creator archetype is highly activated here. With the sun representing identity and Mercury representing intellect and communication, Noiris is designed to express herself through meaningful creation, whether that's through art, writing, mentoring, or parenting. She needs a canvas for her inner world. Her joy comes from translating thought into expression, especially in a way that illuminates or uplifts others. In daily life, this can show up as someone who is deeply invested in her ideas, who may write, teach, design, or speak with genuine purpose. When she's aligned with her creative expression, she radiates, her energy becomes magnetic. However, this isn't a lighthearted kind of play. The sun is in Uttara Bhadrapada, a nakshatra known for its depth, spiritual undertones, and emotional gravity. This means that her creativity often carries a soulful or philosophical message. Her work or art likely asks big questions or tries to reflect inner healing. There's a desire to go beyond aesthetics into impact, using her expression as a form of healing, redemption, or transformation. Meanwhile, Mercury in Rivi adds poetic depth and imaginative beauty to her communication. Rivadi brings compassion, storytelling, and a sense of gentle closure. Noiris may have a gift for communicating emotionally charged or spiritual ideas with clarity and kindness. She's not here to simply inform, she's here to soothe, to weave narratives that carry others and herself toward wholeness. In ordinary life, this can look like a teacher who goes beyond textbooks, a writer who stirs emotions through insight, or a speaker who leaves a lasting impression. This combination also stirs the visionary archetype. With both planets in Pisces nakshatras, her ideas and expression aren't confined to logic. They're expansive, intuitive, and often idealistic. She likely thinks far into the future or deep in the collective psyche. Her creativity isn't only personal, it's prophetic. She brings forward ideas that feel emotionally ahead of their time or rich with timeless wisdom. However, the shadow of this combination can be self-doubt, feeling misunderstood or burdened by the depth of what she wants to say. There may be times where her creative expression feels too vast to contain or too sensitive to expose. She may hesitate to speak from her heart unless she knows it will be received with the emotional reverence it deserves. In romantic life, she likely seeks intellectual and emotional depth. Love for her is not light or casual. It is spiritual, expressive, and often connected to growth. She may be deeply loyal and creatively intertwined with her partner, seeking relationships where self-expression is shared and supported. Overall, Noiris, fifth house, is a sacred space of expression. She is not just here to entertain or perform, she's here to bring beauty, truth, and healing into form. Whether through children, writing, teaching, or spiritual art, her creativity carries the weight of vision and the light of transformation. The sixth house represents daily work, discipline, conflict, healing, and the refinement of one's craft through service and challenge. For Noiris, this house is especially potent. Mars, Venus, and Saturn are all placed here, forming a triad of drive, balance, and responsibility. This is a zone of intense internal labor, where she is constantly sculpting herself and her reality through effort, pressure, and recalibration. This house activates the executor archetype most strongly. With Mars, her chart ruler, placed here, her drive and energy are deeply focused on function, completing tasks, solving problems, managing routines, and overcoming adversity. Noiris has a builder's instinct in daily life, one that channels tension into productivity. This archetype doesn't look for recognition. It finds fulfillment in getting things done. She likely thrives in high-pressure environments, especially when others would crack under the weight of detail, deadlines, or discomfort. Saturn here supports this with a dose of the guardian archetype. Where Mars brings urgency and action, Saturn demands patience and structure. She is someone who takes her responsibilities seriously, especially in her work, health, or service to others. Saturn in this house often creates a sense of karmic duty, whether toward her own physical well-being or to the functioning of the system she's part of. She might take on more than her fair share, especially in professional or caretaking roles, but it's because she feels the weight of needing to hold it together. Venus in this house adds an unexpected nuance. It brings in the diplomat archetype, subtly influencing how she resolves conflict and serves others. Venus softens the edges of Mars and Saturn, bringing grace into daily routines and relationship dynamics at work. She may be someone who excels at navigating difficult work environments, resolving interpersonal tensions with tact, or creating beauty and balance within highly structured or even stressful spaces. The nakshatras these planets sit in add further texture. Mars and Saturn are both in Bharani, a Venus-ruled nakshatra that is deeply transformational, carrying burdens, pushing through, and giving birth to new realities. This lends a powerful undercurrent of emotional labor and intense regenerative work. She is here to transform through service, to refine herself and others by enduring what most avoid. There's strength in her suffering, but there is also the danger of burnout if she never rests or delegates. Venus in Ashwini brings speed and healing instincts. It gives her the capacity to leap into action when others hesitate, especially when someone's needs, physical, emotional, or logistical, require attention. She may have a natural instinct for medicine, crisis response, or initiating healing processes in others. In her day-to-day life, she's likely the one people come to when things are breaking down, because she doesn't flinch. This house may also be where Noaris works out internal tension, perhaps perfectionism, a chronic sense of duty, or conflict between personal desire and obligation. The executor here can become overly self-sacrificing, pushing herself too hard in the name of order. The guardian might become rigid or emotionally withdrawn when overloaded, and the diplomat might try to maintain harmony at the cost of her own well-being. But at its highest expression, this sixth house constellation makes her a force of capability. She is a master of systems, a calm presence in chaos, and a disciplined artisan of her own reality. She transforms disorder into order and duty into quiet power, not because it's easy, but because it's who she is. The 10th house is the realm of public life, career, status, and the legacy we build through responsibility and outer world contribution. For Noaris, this house is occupied by Ketu, suggesting a professional path that is karmically significant, but also detached from conventional ambition. Ketu here doesn't necessarily deny success, it redefines it. Her outer path is not about climbing ladders or seeking fame. It's about alignment, purpose, and the quiet mastery of her dharma. This placement awakens the architect archetype, though with an unconventional blueprint. Noaris doesn't follow the usual models of career building. She questions them, edits them, and ultimately builds something that is structurally unique. Ketu grants her a subtle intelligence, one that sees through societal expectations and instead seeks deeper meaning in what she constructs. In daily life, this can look like a person who is highly skilled, respected, or even successful, but who remains disinterested in status, title, or hierarchy unless it serves a larger internal purpose. The nakshatra here, Purva Falguni, is typically associated with enjoyment, art, and creative leadership. But when filtered through Ketu, it brings detachment from external rewards of such roles. Noaris might have a natural talent for creativity, leadership, or artistic charisma, yet she may feel a strange resistance to being seen or celebrated for it. She could be drawn to roles that allow her to guide from behind the scenes, designing, consulting, or influencing quietly, rather than taking center stage. This gives rise to a mature, almost minimalistic form of the architect. She wants her work to be meaningful, efficient, and lasting, not loud or dramatic. Her fulfillment comes from building systems, ideas, or projects that serve a higher function, not from public validation. In fact, excessive attention may feel distracting or draining to her. She may even go through career phases of stepping into visibility and then retreating, recalibrating how much of herself she wants to give away publicly. This placement may also reflect past life mastery. She comes into this life already having experienced visibility, authority, or leadership, and now her soul seeks refinement. Her career path may involve frequent redirection or surrendering of promising opportunities that don't resonate deeply. She may be drawn to careers in research, design, counseling, healing, or spiritual fields, places where inner mastery is more valuable than public acclaim. The shadow of this placement can manifest as disconnection from outer goals or difficulty committing to a single path. At times, she may feel adrift, wondering whether her efforts are amounting to anything visible. But this is part of Ketu's gift. It pushes her to define success on her own terms, to trust the invisible architecture she is building beneath the surface. In her highest expression, Noiris becomes the invisible architect of change, someone who builds meaningfully, withdraws gracefully, and trusts the process more than the praise. Her 10th house path is not about external dominance, but internal precision. It is about offering her best work to the world and walking away content to let it speak for itself. The 12th house is the most inward-facing of all. It governs solitude, spiritual liberation, the subconscious, dreams, distant lands, and the dissolution of ego. For Noiris, Jupiter is placed here, illuminating this hidden realm with wisdom, faith, and expansive inner truth. This is not an extroverted Jupiter, it's a mystical one, content with silence, solitude, and the pursuit of meaning behind the veil of the world. Here, the visionary archetype emerges in its most meditative, transcendental form. While some visionaries create systems or speak boldly into the future, Noiris's vision is directed inward. She is wired to explore inner landscapes, philosophy, dream logic, metaphysics, and the vast unstructured space of spiritual experience. Her orientation toward the future is not technological. It is spiritual, ancestral, and soul-centered. In everyday life, this might translate to private journaling, studying spiritual texts, guiding others from the background, or having a deeply personal connection to the unseen. Jupiter's placement in the Swati Nakshatra adds an important layer, the desire for balance, independence, and movement. Swati is ruled by Rahu and brings an airy, searching quality. This means that while Noiris has spiritual depth, she doesn't want to be confined to any one doctrine. She's a free seeker, one who values freedom within her spiritual and emotional journey. She might move between different ideologies or healing methods, collecting insight like a wind gathers fragrance. Her path is one of synthesis, not dogma. This combination also subtly activates the catalyst archetype. Even in her privacy, Noiris has the capacity to spark transformation in others, especially through spiritual or emotional insight. She doesn't need to say much. Her presence, her observations, or her intuitive timing can shift the emotional atmosphere in a room. She may not even realize she's doing it, but her internal clarity often creates space for others to self-reflect, soften, or awaken. In her day-to-day life, this 12th house Jupiter may drive her toward work that allows for seclusion, teaching behind the scenes, or supporting others through spiritual or emotional growth. She might also find herself called toward foreign cultures, dream work, or practices like meditation, breath work, or subtle energy healing. Even in mundane jobs, she is likely the one who holds the spiritual thread, the person others come to for guidance when logic falls short. There may also be a karmic journey around letting go, of control, of recognition, of needing to explain herself. Jupiter here teaches her that the most expansive growth often happens in surrender. She is not meant to cling to form, identity, or visibility. Her gift lies in dissolving boundaries between logic and intuition, self and other, seen and unseen. Yet she must also be careful of spiritual bypassing or getting lost in lofty ideas without grounding them. The visionary in the 12th can drift if she doesn't stay connected to her body, routine, or community. Anchoring her insight into tangible practices will be key, whether through writing, teaching, stress, or slow spiritual service. Ultimately, Noiris's 12th house is where her soul breathes. It's not a place she shares easily, but it holds her deepest sense of knowing. She walks through the world with one foot in the visible and one in the timeless. Her strength lies not in dominance or display, but in devotion to truth, to spirit, and to the quiet, wide-open places where vision becomes understanding.